Hey, welcome. Behind the Bunker, Monday night, episode 623, podcast 503. This is our weekly paintball podcast. Thank you to all of you that are joining us. My name is Todd Ancich, and this is our weekly paintball show. If you're new here, tonight normally I'd have, I'd normally have Josh with me, but he's not here. And normally I'd have Joe Kimson with me, but, well, he's not here. But I do have Gavin Sharma.
Oh, I was hiding.
Welcome. Ooh, for a second, I didn't see you there.
Welcome to Behind the Bunker, folks. I'm Gavin, and I'm so grateful that you've tuned in tonight, and we're down a couple of panelists, so we're looking for your contributions in the chat, and we'll be reading them out. So make sure you hit that like, share, and tag a friend or three so we can get through this program together.
And maybe tonight you might hear a little more from Matt, since there's no Joe or no Josh. Mm-hmm. Maybe Matt will get a chance to actually speak.
I hear a lot of teeth grinding, so I'm pretty sure that's him over there.
Did we change something? Why are we crystal clear? Maybe I shouldn't jinx our internet.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. So thank you guys for tuning up. So it's as just Jeff Thompson says, it's 50% of a half-assed show.
There you go. It's a single cheek.
Absolutely. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to expect you guys that are watching us live in the chat to help pick up the slack because I ain't going to be able to do it. We do have a vault segment from Joe. He did send one in, so at least you see his shining face here today. Tonight, we're going to be talking about what is the best value for your dollar for your paintball gear. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Just a reminder, if you haven't already, go over to paintball.media and check out their online magazine. And if you're wondering what paintball game you should go to next, have you guys signed up for Foldigap? That's already coming up in November 3rd to 5th. Do you realize that's like 7 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now?
Insane.
Yeah. We talk a lot on the show about funeral sandwiches in the past, and I don't know why, but this popped up on my Facebook feed. I don't know. It's a real package. I don't know anything about it. Did you see it?
Yeah.
No, this is by Obvious Plant. They make fake products.
Gotcha.
They do very good work.
Who does?
Obvious Plant. Top left corner. See their logo?
Well, I fell for it. I read it and I was like, is this real? Like, where is that? But yeah, floor sandwiches.
Well done, Matt. You took the excitement out of the show. I appreciate that.
All right.
That's what they called me in college. Buzzkill.
We gave him a mic and now it gets taketh away. Yeah. So there you go. Floor sandwiches. We dropped the one on the floor while we were making it. But you know what? If it was a funeral sandwich and it was made at a church, I would do it. Great news. Because of all of our funeral sandwich talk, this was something that we got sent into Behind the Bunker. Addressed to Facebook advertising. It says, hi, thanks for contacting us. We received your message and appreciate you reaching out. We would like to pay you $7,000 per week for our brands of Nestle, Nike, Puma, and Nissan. Those are all owned by the same company, aren't they? And this comes to us from the Food Shack Catering and Event Rental.
Seems legit to me.
So not only am I going to respond to this and say, yes, we're in, but I'm going to spend $7,000 a week just on funeral sandwiches for the show. So I hope you bring your appetite. Our money problems are solved, Gavin.
Fantastic. And we may get some Pumas and Nissans out of it.
Ooh, I wonder if there's a Puma branded Nissan. Nike and Puma, that almost seems like a... Well, whatever. At least they care for their brands enough to capitalize them. So coming up later on the show tonight, we're going to do a little Price is Right. But while I was looking for some Price is Right things this afternoon, because I knew we were a little short-staffed today and Matt might have to be a part of it, I was looking at this. Do you remember this gun?
I do not. What is that?
DMC.
The Dye DMC.
Is it? Okay.
Look at, like, that used to be cutting edge, top of the line, and all that sort of jazz, right? And that's great. But, like, look at the size of it. Let me zoom out a little bit. That was massive. And back in the day, we thought that was the greatest thing. You used to be able to wrap your whole hand around the front of that feed neck. I think that's probably where it started, when people wrapped their fingers around, yeah, around the feed neck. I did find something that hadn't sold yet. And I might be putting on my watch list. Rare, new in package, JT Sports Com.
Oh, what happened? Oh, those are the earbuds, right? Buds.
Yeah, the sports com. All right, Matt, I'll see if I can change this. Yeah, I don't understand why that. But yeah, that's for the goggles that used to be
the Proteus.
Well, what is it? Hold on. I'll get the ads here in a second. Son of a gun.
Essentially, it's just like a speaker system for your for in your goggles. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of? Yeah.
That should fix it, Matt?
No, it didn't.
Okay, I didn't. Okay. Put me back up and I'll see if I can move it around. No, it doesn't. Okay. So basically what it's good for is it says, I'll zoom in. It says Flex 7 and Force, Invader, Radar, X-Fire. So basically almost any JT goggle there. God, that's annoying. I wonder why it doesn't fix. You know what you might want to do, Matt, is change the feed back to what it should be, and it might fix itself. All right, let me move on here, see what else we got, and then I guess we'll have to wait till Matt fixes that, so we'll just chat a bit while it's doing that. But yeah, I have a pair of those somewhere. I don't know where they went, but I would love to have a new pair to put in a pair of goggles.
What was the the end for the walkie-talkie or the radio?
So it's just like the wire? It would fit like any headphone jack.
Okay.
So it would fit like your old iPhones too if you had it. I guess it is antiquated now because if you wanted something like that, you'd want it Bluetooth.
Yep, I would agree. What kind of fun?
Yeah, I wonder if a Senna would work. If anyone has a motorcycle Senna, I wonder if you could just glue those inside your goggles. That would work too. Is it working now, Matt?
Negative.
All right, let's move on.
That's too bad. Okay. Well, then I'll save the rest of this stuff for next week. One thing I do want to show you, I don't know if you saw this on CBC Sports, but they were talking about how Ontario soccer refs are starting to wear body cams.
I did see that.
To deter parental abuse.
And we're talking like 14-year-old kids too, right?
Yep.
Crazy.
What about birthday moms at paintball?
Yeah, you know what? Certainly the more competitive aspect of it, you're going to see that abuse. I remember that back in the day as a grown-ass man, I'm taking the abuse, repping X-Ball. And I'm like, that was a Wild West. It was unrestrained. But now, you know, to the point where people are going to have to wear cameras, it's going to offer some protection to the referees. And that's how they're going to retain staff. That's how they're going to retain referees.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like any of these organized sports, if you're starting to scream down any of the staff and the referees, they're just not going to do it anymore, and then you won't be able to compete.
That's legitimately the worst. I spent all weekend, last weekend or the weekend before, commentating for NXL on the semi-pro field, so you'd think it would be better, but the semi-pro field and the women played on that field. The referees were within earshot because I was right at the 50. The amount of abuse the head ref took...
Yeah.
I was embarrassed for the people that were yelling and screaming at him. Not everybody, I'll give you that. There are some people that were polite, and I get you're upset. But to belittle them and berate them on and off the field, like, they're just doing their jobs. And luckily, some of them, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but didn't speak English. Some of them were from Europe and Mexico. And their English was not their first language. So they were doing the best they could. But I'm glad they weren't really understanding what was being said. Like,
the captions on the bottom cries in Spanish.
Jeez, yeah. It was bad. So whatever, I mean, have a little respect. And if you're at your local paintball field playing, say thank you to your referee. That goes an awful long way.
But I also think organizers need to enforce a code of conduct for spectators as well. Have zero tolerance for any sort of abuse. Again, you're not going to have people stepping up to referee, whether it's paid or volunteer, to be on the receiving end of abuse. I mean, they're there to referee and enforce the rules of the game. They're not there to be your emotional punching bag. So if you can't handle it, then, you know, go find something else to do. Go shopping. Just do something else, you know. If you become so dysregulated where you have to... And I get being upset about calls and, you know, throwing your arms up. Oh, that was horrible. And then you move on, right? But, I mean, when you actually, you know, venture into the territory of abuse, it's time for you to move on.
And I mean, that's not just paintball. This goes for any sport.
No, but, absolutely.
You know, it's... And I'll take it one step further. It also goes to, like, people that work behind a counter or in a restaurant. Just because you have a server doesn't mean that you're...
They're not your servant.
Yeah. And the worst is the people at the airport, except for TSA. It goes the other way. Man, oh, man. Nice to see people in the live chat. Nice to see Jennifer Montressor and everybody else signing in tonight. That's awesome.
I do. I know you want to move on from this topic, but I would encourage all of my paintball family here who's in the chat or listening, watching the show, if you are in an event, you know, help regulate people, let them know that's not acceptable, right? So stand up for those who are, you know, the little guy in the stripes, whether you agree with the call or not, support those who are supporting our sport. Again, yeah. At the end of the day, if you don't have staff and you don't have referees to run the game, you go back to the, you know, the early days where teams are refereeing, taking turns, and then that was, you know, you don't have any independent. Again, yeah. You know, think about, you know, if you were in that position, some of you who are on this, watching the show right now, have been in that position as well. Just remember, you know, like try to check people in the. I'm not saying check them, you know, with your fist, but you know, call people out for poor behavior.
Yeah, and Jeff Thompson, there's no openings. Everything's fine. Josh and Joe will be back next week. I promise.
He's already in his car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jeff. We haven't told Jeff where the studio is yet, so. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, the rest is all visual stuff, so I'll save that for next week, I suppose. Okay. So we do have the vault to get to tonight. We're also going to be talking about what is one good piece of value for your dollar for paintball gear. And I gave that one some thought before the show. I have a couple ideas, and we'll go through some of yours, and we'll read your comments as well. But before we do that, we'll give you a little bit of taste of Joe. Kind of salty, but we'll give you a taste of Joe with some vault, and then we'll be right back.
Joe from Flaggers Paintball. You're watching Behind the Bunker. Each week we do a segment called From the Vault, where we go back into the history of paintball, some of the early days, some of the finds I have. And today is a little no different. I have a bag of stuff, sort of a goodie bag, if you will. Some Vents patches, more Vents patches. Some more Vents patches, an old Phoenix Project patch. Auto Mag. Side feed body, a couple CO2 wristbands, automag patch, wooden PMI grips, automag grip it looks like, some more Vents patches, Vents stickers, this is a 24-hour Wayne Dalek game, a JT USA sticker, Air Guns Design stickers, Lion SI, that's a pretty cool patch, mini mag patch, and this is some instructions from an Eagle bag. These are pretty cool. If you hadn't played paintball before the days of Constant Air, you would put on a CO2 wristband, put your 12 grams in there. So when you're playing or pumping and you need to change your CO2, you just pull one out, slide another one in. But this allowed me to stock up and carry 10, 12 grams. Pretty fantastic, guys. This is this week's segment of From the Vault, and we'll see you next time. Pew, pew.
All right.
I'm not done yet.
No, but they can hear us, right? Yeah, they can hear us.
I've only seen half of you.
All right. Yeah, I'm not sure what the heck is going on with that. Jeff Thompson's trying to weasel around. He says, no, he wants to be behind the scenes doing technical operations.
I don't believe a word that he says. Yeah. He's gonna slide in behind the camera, then next thing you know, he's got a microphone and headphones on.
Yeah, I don't want a Thompson anywhere in this studio. It's already solid. All right. So thank you, Joe, for your Behind the Vault. And as I say, maybe we'll see him back next week. I don't think we have any questions left in the question time, do we?
In the questionary? No.
Yeah. Okay. Just a reminder, we were talking before the show. I think how many more weeks till Thanksgiving? It's not next weekend.
I think it's the weekend weeks, after. Yeah.
So in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, so we'll have a show next Monday. But the show after that is the Canadian Thanksgiving. It's the real Thanksgiving. And we won't be there because we're going to be having, I was going to say Rohypnol, but it's in a turkey.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Well, Rohypnol too.
Yeah, and red wine.
I don't know how your family gets down, but sure.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go. So yeah, there won't be a Thanksgiving show for that. But we will be broadcasting on American Thanksgiving because...
That's the fake one.
Yeah, it's the fake one. It's not real. All right. Well, why don't we get into tonight's topic then? And tonight is, what is the best value for your dollar for paintball gear? Go ahead and post up in the live chat. We're watching you in Facebook and on the YouTube chat. And yeah, we'll try to get to some of your comments as well. There we go. Just loading up the YouTube chat right now. I see a bunch of you guys in there. Wonder if we'll see Josh. I know he's not feeling well, but maybe we'll see Josh pop up in there today. What do you have, Gavin?
All right, longtime friend, Happy Holton, is kicking it old school when he says either the protein product 7/8 or 1-inch elbows or the APP barrel cap, both indestructible for about $5.
Well, that's a good call. I was going to, without looking at the sheets yet, I was going to say a microfiber cloth because even if they were $50, they'd be worth it for what they do, yeah. Right? No, that's a good idea. Jeff Thompson says Emek hands down. Oh, shoot. First one on my list was Dylan says any good microfiber. Tom Bertrand says a good mask. I would say that's probably the number one answer on the board.
JT Duracell Wingingham says a cup.
But a good, going back to the mask, without a good mask, like you could have a crappy marker, you could have crappy everything, but without a mask, you're not seeing yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jason Downs also agrees with Jeff Thompson saying an Emek.
Same with Ian Duguay. Nicola says both my coiled remote and fill lines are some of the best money I've ever spent in paintball. Yeah, I mean, how many times do you go to a fill station? Like, not the remote, but the fill remote. So if you guys don't know what that is, it's a hose that attaches to your fill nipple that you then kind of untuck from your vest, and then you don't have to bend over or take your tank out of your harness to be able to fill your tank. That has got to be money good, well spent.
John Jones in the chat says a flame drop forward. That man knows value. Absolutely.
If not for the precious commodity of the steel itself. But Rick Odell says straight shot squeegee or an Exalt barrel swab. You know, everybody sings the praises of the straight shot squeegee. I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say I never found them to work. They're straight always shot? Like they got the goo out.
Yep.
But it's like squeegeeing your window at home with like a broken squeegee. It kind of does the job, but it doesn't do the job. Like if you're going to compare straight shot to Exalt barrel swab, like there's no,
I don't think there's any comparison. Yeah. But you know, when it first came out, it was a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Versus using a shotgun swab down the barrel.
That's true. Bobby Doust in the live chat says a clean thermal lens.
Yes, sir. All right. Charles Arthur Kennedy says a GI beanie. And Kevin Haystack Nelson says, if you've been in it for a long term, I'd say a good pair of cleats and boots, depending on your style of play.
NXC Pod Pack, says Dan Hardy, and the Proto Pant. Now, I'm not going to lie, I hate the Proto Pants, but I know we had a bunch of them. They were actually pretty good.
Well, the Evil Pants, they were like almost like wearing goalie pads, right?
But remember, Proto Paintball had pants? They were like dyes. They were actually they were not dyed. Bad. What they were the dye hybrid ones, if that's what they were called. Yeah.
James Lindsay, sucking up to a couple of people in the chat, says team tags.
Yeah. Duct tape is the devil. reliable batteries for your loader. Thank you, Mr. Bell, says Jeff Thompson. Yeah. Plenty of batteries and extra Exalt swabs and microfiber. Plenty of paintballs play all day, says Joshua Estrada in the live YouTube chat.
Jeff Sanders has a Karmatech Supremacy scope with his first strike grounds and 40 cents a shot. It's built with built-in rangefinder. It literally pays for itself over time.
Entry fees. says Lisa Aid. That's spelled weird, but there we go. And then Connor 817 says, marker-wise, the Invert Mini definitely had a grip on the entry market when it was new. Used to see them everywhere. I still run mine. Yeah. I think guns are another conversation within that.
Now, Thomas Bork says 10 round tubes. He has about 20 that are close to 9 years old. Some of them are older. And at $125 each when new, that's some good value right there.
John Jones says Planet Eclipse kit bag. Or gear bag if you're anywhere other than the UK. Absolute value for the money and lasts forever. There are companies that have really good looking gear bags and they do not last forever. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's someone in the studio that had bought a brand new one last year and within weeks it was done. But yeah, the Planet Eclipse, I enjoy theirs, and NXE back in the day used to have some really good stuff.
Alistair, Albert Hayes, and I just lost it here. Chris Bornash also said the Emek as well. So quite a few people are.
Bon Chick says I still run my Mini as well. And Daryl Emmons says, Crocs, along with my darn tough socks, have to be the best money I ever spent.
It's not lying.
Well, it's too bad you couldn't return your Crocs for having holes in them.
Nem Nellis says, paintballs ranging from $60 a case to $350 a case in Ontario. So shooting good quality paint always pays for itself.
You know what? I hate to end this segment because I don't know what you'd be able to come up with better after this. And I hate to say that it's from Jeff Thompson. But he says, but seriously, $7 for 200 stars to watch this amazing program. Absolute best value for the money.
Amen.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He's looking for a headphone and mic next week.
Yes. Maybe I'll buy. I still have my kids' Fisher-Price My First microphone.
It's like training wheels on a bicycle.
Right? Maybe we can hook them up with a black and white camera and a Fisher-Price microphone.
There we go.
Marker maintenance, says George Hay. He's right. Marcello, Paintball Gun Tech Costa, says paint Planet Eclipse rules, baby. Yeah, I don't disagree. Are we going to see you at World Cup, Marcello?
We'll wait for an answer.
I'll wait. Kevin Osborne says Gorilla Grip gloves. I don't know anything of those. Revy loaders, CP barrels, and JT Pro Flex for good money spent. Yeah, I would agree with that. Do you do gloves when you play?
I do. I use the Enola Gay gloves.
I was going to say, I don't usually use gloves, but I like those. I hate to say it, but I use those gloves for like everyday things, shoveling and
both. Working. But you know, you play speedball. I play more scenario and woods ball. And it's not so much the hits, it's everything else you're holding on to and navigating through. That
I agree.
I gotta protect these baby soft gloves. Baby soft.
I don't really get the trend, but in speedball, the world of speedball, guys are wearing really thin gloves that are like dipped in rubber, like rubber coated gloves, with very, very fine, so it's not for protection. I guess it would just be for the grip, for the gription. Yeah. I use gloves that are fingerless, says Dan and Hardy.
I used to cut the index finger, just the tip off, on both hands, just for easy to change the mags for the mag release.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I was worried about getting hit in the fingy.
I remember you guys used to cut the full fingers off of the first two fingers because they thought it would make their trigger finger go faster.
Yes.
I guess back in the day it may have. Rugrat Racing says, I always thought the E-Tech line of markers were the best bang for the buck out there at about $350 US. You can't beat them. Well, let's take a slight aside for a second and talk about guns. There was a day where I would have said the Model 98 was your best money spent. Now I would say the E-Mech hands down. If you take those out of the way and out of history,
why are you gonna do that? Yeah.
What else would you recommend? Like, I don't know, I'd recommend the Ion because I think some people had really good success, some people didn't, and it has a screw with factor that you don't want. I think you want a mechanical gun. I'm gonna say like A5.
Yeah. The only reason why I would take the A5 out of that is if you broke paint in the cyclone feed.
Yeah I'm just trying to think, like, autococker is a great gun, but the thing is, people can mess with it. I'm just trying to think of something that right out of the gate, they can be good with it and run it for a while. TIPX was kind of finicky a little bit. What do you guys think in the Axe plus Cash? Axe was was a great gun as well. What do you guys think? Post in the live chat. Help us out here. What gun are we looking at that's the least problematic that you would give to your friend or tell your friend to buy if he's kind of looking for something?
What were those GOG guns called?
Enemies,
yeah.
Yeah, they were good too. Archie Amos has the best behind the bunkers stickers were the best money he's ever spent.
Excellent. Postage, baby.
Best money I ever spent, said Bon Chick, was the behind the bunker hoodie. Tiger Stripe.
Oh, yeah. She got that in the auction.
Only one that's out in the wild right now.
And yet we have not, we don't have proof that she received it. There hasn't been any event photos or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's like she's almost ashamed to be wearing it.
You're right. There should be like some prom photos with it, or at least a wedding or a funeral.
I'm thinking glamour shots, you know, something with lasers in the back.
Maybe inside the church on Sunday. Take a selfie with the priest. And
yeah.
Matt Roberts and Mike Thompson said Automags. I guess out of the box they would have been.
Out of the box were fantastic, but yeah. I think the price point. Now, we're looking for cheap, right?
I think we're looking for, yeah, good value. Yeah, Charles Holton's F1 Illustrator. Taylor says, well, hello, boys. Jason says, Mini Air AX. Hmm. Paul says, GOG Enemy. He agrees. Taylor says, Tippin 98 Custom. Absolutely. Yeah, Jeff Thompson tells Charles Holton to put the glue away. It's fine if it's in a bag. Yeah, the Cronus is a good one, too. Actually,
we moved a lot of those.
Joe's son had a Cronus for his first gun. Matt, what are we missing here? Automag.
Don't make eye contact. Matt looks really angry.
So many buttons.
He's actually thinking. From the live YouTube chat, Matt Falby says, "Hey Todd, can you tell the viewers the secrets that helped you become the second best webcaster in the NXL semi-pro world?" I don't know. I think I'm up there. I would say I'm
started. Put a poll in the chat.
yes. Nice to see you in the live chat, sir. Okay, Taylor. You lost me. He says Milsig M17. I don't. Maybe your luck was better than any of our customers, but that's more of a not a novice, but someone who's been around and knows how to fix guns. Charles Holton said PMI-3 back in the day. Spiders were okay with a few upgrades, says John Jones. But would you tell your friend to get one?
I did when they first came out. It was a great price point to get people into the sport. But as we discovered, it's very much regional in terms of its success.
Yeah.
When you started getting the colder temperatures here in Canada, that's when it didn't function very well on because we were primarily CO2 at the time.
Yeah.
And so it didn't fare well in the colder weather.
Jason Downs has a good comment. He says, people are going to hate this, but my Autococker Trilogy with an Egg 2 loader with duct tape door was one of the best reliable setups he has. So the Trilogy was a non-screw with factor. They were kind of bolted down. That they was, didn't have a lot of adjustments.
That was post-Bud Orr as well.
Yeah, that was sort of in the Brass Eagle days when they bought them. And they were less to screw with, so I'll give you that one. And you know what? All jokes aside about the egg loader, when you turn the switch on, it worked. And you may not have had a lid. You may not have had a battery door or a feed stack, but it worked. The only thing I didn't like about those two is the on-off switch. If you did get hit with paintballs on your loader, it would turn your loader off. the best price of a used 98 is the best bang for the price.
That's true.
I think so, George. And I think if you could get a used Model 98 or even a used ETHA or an EMAC, rather, is what I meant to say, I think you're doing well right now. The older ETHA was amazing as well, said Taylor. Yep. Yeah.
You're correct, Charles. That was the K2 era war game products.
Joshua Estrada says Raven Pod Pack and Empire Mask and three view and their view loader and LTR hopper. Yeah, I mean, the Raven Pod Packs, I never owned anything Raven, but I saw a lot of them. And the Empire Mask, I disliked the one that had the removable lens. What was that one? The Empire. I can see it right there. I have an invert.
No.
See the invert right there?
Yeah.
You turn the tabs off and the whole lens came out.
Oh, what were those called?
I have a pair.
There's two. Even the one with
can
a...
Can you just grab one of them?
Even with the sock hat on.
No. Not my headphones. The cord
will fall apart, Matt.
Once I'm strapped in for the show, that's it, buddy.
Charles Holton says Bud Orr designed the Trilogy with his son. Pox on Bud.
Yeah,
no way. He didn't.
He certainly had more conversations with Bud than I have.
I don't believe that.
I thought that was post Yeah. I thought it was a bastardization of his, and I thought he didn't like that very much. But
yeah.
I could be wrong.
I will say I agree with Taylor. He says JT Mass for the win. I think if you were to take all events, thank you, Matt. I think if you were to take all platforms of goggles, JT probably has the best out of all. Most comfortable. Certainly a lot of upgrades you can do to them. Paul Weakland said it was the Helix. Helix is right. He is right. That's the lower version of the, what did you call them?
Empire Events, and then
like Invert. It was the Invert Helix and the Empire. Yeah, I think so. I'm looking at them over there. I just can't see the things on them. What are your thoughts on the Shocker XLS? Well, back in the day, not the 4x4, but the next Shocker.
The Turbo, no.
The SFT?
The SFT.
Okay.
Some were good, some were not so good. We had some through the shop that we could never get fit. The tolerances were horrible, but there were other guys that rode them until... Yeah. Rode them until they were raw.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know how to where my analogy was going there, but yeah. So, I'd wish I had invested in Sandana gear, says John Jones.
Yeah.
So that actually brings me to this good segue. I still have, I think next week topic is going to be, what would you have bought in paintball as an investment or boughten? I'll try to use the word boughten in that. I still haven't used that, but I think that'll be the next week's topic. Nice to see Amir all the way from Malaysia. And are we missing any guns? Are those the best guns?
I don't think so, yeah.
I can't imagine there being... somewhere saying Stingray.
And I'll think about this at 3 o'clock in the morning and just shoot an answer.
Yes. All right. Well, why don't we move on? I guess, Matt, we don't have a visual for this.
Nope.
Okay. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you guys about Planet Eclipse. Did you know that from point man to podium, Planet Eclipse Performance Paintball Hardware and Gear is designed, manufactured, and perfected to operate when the pressure is on or when there is no pressure at all. Get Planet Eclipse, ladies and gentlemen, and win the world. What about EG? Is that me?
That's you again.
That's me again. EG is the smoke grenade company that has been providing the players, the playmakers, and photographers and storytellers with battlefield brilliance, brilliant colors, and creating wonderful, brilliant tales since 2005. Did you know that I went to a store in town and saw that they were selling an Ola Gay?
Dairy Queen?
Party City. Oh. Yeah, they have a whole rack of that with gender reveal stuff.
Awesome. AirUps, give inflation a whole new meaning. Designed, manufactured, and handcrafted in America by Brent Davis and his crew. They have stainless steel hardware, thick welded seams, so will keep everybody in play all day. Get AirUps and stay up at AirUps.com.
I thought you were going to be more supportive of my AirUps or my EG comment, but that's fine.
What do you want? Great, Party City.
Just another place you can get an EG product if you're looking for it. Woo. You know. Fine. Tell me about Exalt.
Exalt, taking accessories and gear to the next level. Get Exalt, the next level design, products, and materials. Whether you're a beginner, upgrading, or pro breaking out, get Exalt, available worldwide.
There we go. DLX Technologies, guys, creators of the TM40, markers and accessories used by some of the best. Light, sleek, and fast. TM40 only available from DLX. Ride 519, whether you're riding on pavement, pathway, sand, or gravel, you can blaze your own trail with a one wheel. And before you ride off into the sunset, use promo code BTB10 for 10% off your ride at ride519.com.
Is everything bigger in Texas? It is at Tank's Big Man Adventure Park, Houston's one stop for all ages action. Tanks hits its targets every time with jelly ball, low impact, and irregular paintball and airsoft. Axe throwing is there as well. Book your next adventure with the big man. Get Tanks.
Yeah. I don't know how to say his name. Is it...
Where are you?
Guillermo? Guillermo?
Guillermo.
Was responding back to Jeff Thompson's comment about how this is a half-assed show, and he says, yep, I'm going to watch the show that they said they were going to talk about pumps. They end up talking about oral hygiene and what kind of toothpaste and toothbrush they prefer. I have never watched the show again. Are they talking about... I don't think we've ever had a discussion.
Did that ever happen?
I don't think so. Sounds like us.
We've gone sideways numerous times.
Well, hopefully we've won you back.
And Todd, how often do you floss?
Well, it's funny you say that. Maybe back when we were sponsored by Manscaped, but that was manscaping, not toothbrushing.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad you're back, sort of. Yeah.
And Taylor wants to know, are they cheaper than buying them at the field? If you're going to buy, they weren't. They were actually pretty expensive. If you're going to buy smoke grenades, though, buy it from your field for two reasons. One, so that they know that if anything happens, you bought it from them, and you know what I mean? If anything happened, they can't get upset because you bought it from them. And also, you're supporting your local field, you know? I take everything back I ever said about Joe butchering the reed, says Jeff Thompson. All right, enough.
All right, Mr. Fisher-Price, my first microphone. I'm sure you're practicing in your home right now.
Yeah. Well, at least Taylor, he says, we've won their heart. That's awesome.
Was it the floss talk?
Actually, we'll save that for the after show.
There we go.
I would like to tell you my technique on flossing.
Ooh.
All right. Well, why don't we move on? Do we have any more comments? I finished my sheet. I didn't know if you had finished your sheet.
I did indeed.
Okay. So it's going to be a bit of a shorter show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't have Josh and Joe here with us. But I do want to do a quick abbreviated Price is Right with Matt and Gavin because I can. And I have no images, but it doesn't matter.
It's going to be descriptive video.
It's going to be descriptive video for those people that are watching at home. Well, we'll try it. Either that or we say farewell now. But
in the podcast, people are saying, finally.
Yes, finally, it's for us. Because you have to remember, I would say like 85% of the people that interact with the show are via podcast.
Yeah.
So if you're watching us live right now, get with it, people. No, I'm just kidding.
Put us in your ear holes instead.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can't do that because that's a visual. How about a 20th anniversary Tippmann, ladies and gentlemen? The 20th anniversary Tippmann. Remember that one that comes in a box?
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the gold.
And it's not matte black. It's gloss black with gold parts, as Gavin was saying. There was only 3,000 of them ever made. And this is number 1,256, like it really matters, I guess.
You're talking Model 98, right?
Model 98. So 20th anniversary Tippmann custom Model 98. You guys can play along at home in the live chat. It's American dollars, and it's what was sold on eBay. Yeah, so feel free. Dan and Hardy says $199.99. Gavin, you won last time.
I did indeed, so I'm going to go one penny more and say $200, Bob.
John Jones needs to take a bit of a diet. He does 1,200 pounds. Roger Weaver says $100. And Taylor says, shut up and take my money. Matt, what are you thinking?
201.
What a jerk face. Is that what you're going to play with just two of us?
And sorry, what did you guess?
200.
200, and you guessed 201? All right, well, jerk face gets to eat it because it sold for exactly, do you see what it says in the bottom corner?
$200.
$200.
Backfired on you, jerk.
Not only did he overbid, but he was wrong.
Oh, it feels good to be a winner.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, some of these are all visual. Damn it. Well, let's try this one. This is a rare, and I'll even show you guys the image. Rare Bunker King Snow Leopard Joy Visor.
Okay. Yep. The fuzzy ones, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And if Joe was here, he would tell you that he has one of those. Actually, I think he's got the die one, not the angel one.
Oh, this is WGP?
This is WDP.
DP, okay. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, there's a WDP sign, like an illuminated sign that's for sale on eBay.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, they wanted like $2,000 for
not
it.
Not a chance.
But I thought, like, that'd be a neat thing for the studio, but not.
$2,000? You kidding me?
I'd give them a couple smoke grenades and a, yeah.
Something from Party City.
Just give him a gift certificate and he can go buy his own. All right. Paul Weakland says that hat's $19. Dan Hardy says $79.99. What do you guys think? John Jones for $1 million. I first of all, I don't know if I'd wear this, but
I think somebody would rock that.
It does say rare, and you know what happens when things say rare, or supposedly. Thomas Burke says $65. Gavin, I think you nailed that last one.
I think in around the same ballpark as Thomas, I'm going to say $60 even, Bob.
Okay. Taylor's giving his firstborn child, and Charles says $50. Matt, what are you thinking?
I bet some lunatic paid $100 for that.
And what did you guess? $60.
$60.
This sold for $65.
Smoke
Thomas
show, baby.
Bork in the live chat wins. Well, nothing, but he wins. And same with Gavin. So Gavin, two. All right, let's do one more. And if Matt can't get on the board with this, then we're going to have to, we'll call it. All right, let's go Matt's way. This is an air gun designed mini mag custom. And I'll show you the picture.
Okay.
That is custom.
Yeah. And it's got a, okay, I hate to say it, but I hate splash anodizing, but it's synonymous of AGD guns, and it's really nicely done.
I'd say synonymous of the 90s.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I envision any custom AGD gun seems to have the splash print. And shockers, 4x4. So, yeah, maybe it's more of the time. Jeff Thompson says $450. I don't know. What are you thinking, Gavin? This is your last chance to do a clean sweep.
All right. I'm going to say around the same price point as Jeff. I'm going to say $500, though. $500 reduce.
Okay. Matt, what are you thinking?
Is it an AMMM valve or...
Is what? It just... Is it place your damn bid?
Counts.
You can look at the picture if you want.
All right. Well, I'm gonna just going to assume it's a mini mag or automag valve. So I'm going to say
$350. Dan Hardy says $599. Victor says $150. Taylor says $100 if you pay me to take it off your hands. John Jones, $490. Jared, $600. Nobody's even close. Paul Weakland, $696. He's 0.9. He's getting closer.
Oh, boy.
And that's why it's we need there. Visual, because this is very pretty. Like, the anodizing's really done. Does anyone want to change their bids?
I'm holding.
You're holding? Matt?
No, I'll just lose. It's okay.
All right, $1,500 this sold for. Yeah, it's quite an attractive gun. I again, it looks like a crutch, but it's that's what it is. So, Gavin, first time winning. How do you feel?
It feels great to be a winner, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching my victory, the savage beating of Matt at the Crypt. You guys were all witness to that.
Yeah. Hey, we are looking for some topics coming for the next couple weeks' worth of shows. If you guys have anything that you think that we should use as a topic, send us into a message to any of our social media channels, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that sort of jazz. I think what we're going to do is, why don't we wind it down? And I don't think we need an after show today, do we?
We can stay off for a couple of minutes, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Well, there is something I want to talk to you about then. All right, so what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is thank you for watching us if you're watching us on Facebook, but we're going to end the stream here in a minute. We're going to continue to broadcast live over on YouTube and record as our paintball podcast. And yeah, so if you guys want to continue, head on over there. On your way out, hit that like and share button on Facebook if you don't mind. That would help us out. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Don't be a freeloader. If you liked what you hear, make sure to hit the share button below. Also follow us on our social media outlets like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, ICQ, and now MySpace. If you want to join the conversation, post your comments and we might read them on the show.
All right. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, I was going to say, so Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple weeks. So
yes, sir.
Next show will be around. But the show after that, we're going to be off just because of our Thanksgiving.
Doing some family celebrating.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrating, I know Gavin's going to have an anti-celebration here. But did you hear what happened to Taylor Swift? She's now seeing a football player.
Oh, yeah.
She's off the menu now.
I'm very upset. that's another slap in the face to me as a Swiftie. Didn't get tickets. And now she's off the market.
I am so tired of hearing about Taylor Swift.
Me like, freaking too.
There's nothing wrong with her. She's lovely. She's talented way more than I would ever be in my life. I just am done. I get it.
And at least in Canada, she's not going to be performing until next year. I don't want to hear her on the radio.
Yeah, and by the time she gets here next year, November, her voice is going to be broken. She's going to have,
all the chain smoking
she's going to have tour belly.
Right? Like, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be a great concert. I have zero interest. Zero interest.
So not only are her concerts, okay, so she was scheduling a concert for next November in Toronto where we are. And in order to get tickets, you had to sign up as a fan and then wait for an email. And once you got that email, then you have to quickly go and buy tickets. But you're buying tickets for a concert that happens in over a year from now.
Yeah.
And they're putting it up for everybody. Where we are in Toronto, we're not that far away from New York, New York City, like Michigan. Yeah. Think of all the metroplexes near us that if you lived in Chicago and couldn't get Taylor Swift tickets, what's a drive up to Canada? Yeah. Right. So we were competing. And when I say we, I signed up for it, too, because I have daughters and they would love to go see Taylor Swift.
Really?
Absolutely. Right. But the thing is, why wouldn't you if you're.
But OK. I wonder if a lot of the hype, too, is around this because it was whether it was clever marketing or, you know, they just sort of put another stop. They created a demand. Right. So there was no Canadian dates announced. And all of a sudden they announced it and it's huge hype. Now, with your daughters. Or anybody buying tickets, are you truly a Taylor Swift fan that you wanted to see it, or you just sort of got caught up in the event and the hype of it?
Or are you an investor?
Well, that's the other thing.
I'm going to flip it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure lots of people are going to do that. No, my daughter would like to go see it. My wife would be happy to see it. And they'd be genuinely happy to see it. They're not Swifties, but they would go see it because it is a spectacle. It's you know, you can say that you were there for that tour.
Who's going to ask? No one.
You wear a shirt. You buy a shirt. Swifty shirts. And then the other thing is, so, okay, so if you can't make that, and she's pissed off a lot of people because they haven't been able to get tickets all across the U.S., not just Canada. So instead, to satiate that appetite, they're now releasing a movie, Taylor Swift's concert.
I can't wait to see that, too.
So they've already put tickets up for sale, and people are already buying it. It's not coming out for another month, right? And good for them. Whoever's behind Taylor Swift's marketing team is a genius, right? And so they've released the date, and now other movies like there's some horror movie that was supposed to come out the same weekend. They've said, nope, we're just going to push ours back because they know what's going to happen, right? And it's available at more than one theater. So like most theaters now will have at least one or two shows. And how many of those Swifties are they going to, or theaters are they going to fill?
But didn't the Beatles do that too? I'm not trying to diminish T-Swift's popularity, but
the Beatles were...
I'm with you on it, and I'm loving it.
Weren't the Beatles bigger than Jesus or better than Jesus?
It was a mispronunciation.
Or were they just saying?
It was Jesus. It was some guy in Mexico they were referencing. Yeah. So all that record burning and steamrolling, it was a waste because it was some poor guy in Mexico that they were referencing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really the truth?
No, it is not the truth.
I was going to say, because I don't, like, I thought that was a soundbite. Yeah. No, I thought that was a soundbite.
We're bigger than Jesus.
It's true. More people know about the Beatles than they do Jesus.
Depends on
what I know Jesus. That sounds insulting, but it's probably true. Did you see that movie about the Beatles? If the Beatles didn't exist, some guy...
Oh,
Yesterday?
Yes. I really liked it. I really liked that movie.
Yeah. Maybe if you're not a Beatles fan, you wouldn't like it, but I thought it was really good. And even if you're not a Beatles fan, you don't have to be. Like, the premise of you waking up as a musician one day and realizing the Beatles never existed, but you know every one of their songs, and you start posing them as your own, like, how quick... Like, he became pretty big.
Yeah.
Bigger than Jesus.
Jesus.
I don't know if he was better than Jesus, but he was certainly bigger than Jesus.
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot, actually. I like that movie a lot. Now, my daughter, who would like to go see Taylor Swift, dislikes the Beatles. If she hears a Beatles song on, she will turn it. It bothers her. I don't know why. Huh. Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like to be happy.
Now, what if Taylor Swift covered a Beatles song?
Oh, great call. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't understand. Maybe I don't listen to enough Taylor Swift stuff. I don't get why she's so popular. I know that she has number one hits and her albums are huge. I guess I'm also not in her demographic. I'm not a teenage girl.
And
I tried.
I listen to just regular radio. I don't have satellite radio or anything like that. So driving around, I'll listen to the radio. And Taylor Swift is on all the time. And I become increasingly irritated. And flip the station. I can't tolerate it.
Yeah. I also think her earlier stuff was more happy. Anything I hear now is like she's dredging up some sort of bad relationship for the past and it's depressing. Remember when it was just poppy and happy and catchy?
I was never a Swift fan, so I can't tell you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Can you realize we occupied most of this after show talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, but you know what? We were talking before the show about how Facebook algorithms and Instagram algorithms have changed lately. And all I'm getting is Instagram stuff about how Taylor Swift was at the football game. Kansas City's football game. And see, I don't know anything about football, but yet I know Kansas City because I've saw it so many times. And Taylor Swift was in the box with Skippy's, I don't even know the guy's name, Lowbrow, his mom was in the booth. Good for them.
But speaking of Meta, the platform we were chatting about before, it is becoming increasingly frustrating as well to navigate any of those platforms because they're all ads. It's as you were talking about, you don't even see your friends post or content. It's a handful of people they picked that populate in, and the rest are just ads.
If I haven't liked your post, it's because I can't see it.
Yeah.
It's because in Replace, it's something to do with pumpkin spice. God help me if I see one more goddamn pumpkin spice ad about some product that now has pumpkin spice
in it. I've never had pumpkin spice anything in my life.
Not even a pumpkin spice muffin?
Nope.
Okay, Jeff Thompson's band, he says Travis Kalki. I guess that's the football guy. You weren't supposed to know that, so you're done. Yeah, I don't follow football, so. But yeah, this pumpkin spice nonsense is the worst. It's the same time of year. As soon as September hits, yeah, whatever. Even my gas station is serving up unleaded with pumpkin spice on it. So it's everywhere.
Now, have you had the pumpkin spice? Have you succumbed to the dark devil?
I hate pumpkin.
Okay.
So it's a turnoff as soon as I hear pumpkin spice. Do you like pumpkin pie?
No.
Okay. Nope. Matt?
Love pumpkin pie.
Okay, but do you get in on the pumpkin spice? This is an interesting question.
Just the pie and just the pie and the muffins.
He likes to get right in on those pumpkin muffins.
This is your season, baby.
Spread open that wrapper and get right in. What do you do with the muffin tops, though?
I know a guy.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing. This is when the Ugg boots come out and the pumpkin spice gets thinged. And
yeah. But we've had some unseasonally warmer weather, so I'm not even in fall mode at this point, right? It's still, for me, I'm still in summer mode. So
yeah, that's true. Our August, we're not going to get into weather, but where we are, August was supposed to be the hottest month. They were predicting it was going to be this hot El Nino or whatever it is that's called coming through, and we got nothing. It was actually unseasonably cool. And now September got rocked with some heavy-duty ones. Jeff Thompson wants to know, does he hold the record for the most amount of bans? I think so. I think we've broken our ban button on you. I've done it so many times, I don't know if I've banned you and then unbanned you and then banned you. I don't know where I am with that. So, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, send some well wishes to Josh and Joe for getting better next week. And thank you, Gavin, for being on the program.
I showed up. I'm committed. And so are you, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this crap after show. I can't say the original program was much better, but you're still with us. So appreciate that. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting us all these years. And we'll see you guys next week. Yeah,
I also need some new recommendations, some TV shows to watch.
Righteous Gemstones.
Something else. We've been watching, going back and watching Criminal Minds. And with my daughter and my wife, they both enjoy the show, and it's fine. I'll sit with them to spend some time. But I went to bed the other night, two nights ago, and I woke up twice with nightmares of some sort of serial guy chasing me. And it's like, I don't need that blood and gore at night. I'd like something maybe a little happier. Maybe I'll watch Yesterday again.
There you go.
And thank you to Matt the Crypt for pushing buttons and picking up the mic.
I'm supposed to say something?
There we go. Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next week.